There is no other purpose to yoga than pure enjoyment. But the human ego is dedicated to stealing your bliss, to giving you illusory reasons for feeling miserable, and for convincing you that it's very difficult to be happy, and that you need all kinds of things that you don't possess, and relationships, and a different sort of body, and a different sort of situation in life, and everything has to be different than what it is. And the ego puts you into a state of illusory lack, when nothing at all is ever lacking, except your own contact with the real self. It is that exquisite joy that comes from not thinking, from forgetting to forget who you are. That brings consciousness back to itself, to the purity and simplicity of our natural awareness. And that natural awareness is not personal. It is prior to the illusory creation of a person that exists only as a part of a family system, which is a subset of a social system, which is a subset of a planetary system of illusion based on the desire of the system itself for control of its members. And to control a system, you must make the members feel lack. You must convince them that they need something they don't have, that only the system will provide. But there is no lack, and there is no need to submit to any system of thought, but to break free. But because the system is already internalized, the breaking free cannot happen at an external level. That is insufficient. There must be a breaking free from an I thought that is already born in a state of lack and therefore need for linking to a system that will take away whatever residue of willpower it still retains. And thus the only link that must be made is to the real self. And once that link to Shiva is established, then the power of freedom, the power of presence, the power of love, the power of clear thinking, the power that is without need and without otherness, keeps the very train of thought of the ego in a state of remission from its sickness of a demand for validation from an other, from a demand for desire, from a demand for filling in illusory lack, for stabilizing oneself, for conferring security. And once there is no longer that need, then there is also no longer its shadow of hatred, anger, rejection, despair, anxiety at not being able to get those needs met. And thus there is neither blame nor desire. And the consciousness is no longer seduced by illusion of an other who will either rescue or will be dominated or can be destroyed in order not to disturb one's lacking peace. But all of those illusions come because the I thought itself is already inherently peaceless, because it is consciousness cut off from its own source and divided into subject-object categories in which whatever it wants is already inherently an object that can never be reached. And what it really wants is only itself, that its own identity has cut itself off from. But all of this complexity of illusion can be cut through at a single stroke, simply through the act of presence. The act of transcending language, which continues the illusory alienation and separation from the self. And the ability to think holistically, transconceptually, that comes with the realization of pure awareness that always already contains all that is real and therefore is without need or fear or lack or desire. It is only the cultivation of the habit of remembering who you are, and remembering to forget who and what you are not, and to be present always, that keeps the flow of that exquisitely blissful energy that is the very nature and essence of presence, always lifting the consciousness beyond all illusions of obstacles. And that flow of Shakti, that current of energy, more powerful than electricity, and that produces the blissful realization of the infinite self, is always inherently flowing when the ego has not cut itself off from that source through its identification with the body. But it is not the body that it is the problem, but the identification. The body is just fine. There is no burden of the flesh. The burden is the ego that wants only to feed the flesh and to live for the fleshly, sensory, sensual life, and rejects the life of spirit, the life of presence, the life of pure awareness, and prefers the melodramas and perverse scenarios of power struggles that the ego enjoys in lieu of the beauty of pure presence. The simple solution is to not allow the ego to steal your bliss, to not allow yourself to forget what you are, and to always keep track of the flow of the current of Shakti, and to make sure you are not cutting it off through your own process of negative thinking, of worry, of awfulizing, of creating scenarios that bring about your own depression and anxiety that have no reality. But once you have created the counter habit of remembrance of the self, the power of that realization that comes with the flow of Shakti will extinguish the habit of ego consciousness and the fall into the fantasy of bodily existence. And the realization will come by itself that all that is consciousness. There are no bodies. There is no matter. All of this is mind nature. All of this is consciousness that is indivisible and eternal. And therefore, all is well. All is perfect. All is just as it should be. And the only glitch was one's own failure to perceive reality as it is. May we live without that glitch that is the I thought, and abide in the pure presence that is the blissful being that we are.